Madison, Taylor, and Logan are the siblings who make up the band Kane, and they're part of the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour stop in Omaha. Tonight, we're joined by Kane right now.
Yeah. Show's welcome by KGBI. And guys, it's sold out. Yes. People always think it'd be cool being a part of a band and traveling a lot, but what's one thing they don't know about doing that?
Oh, okay, I've got a good one. Okay, I think people don't understand that tour bus life is very much like camping.
Ah.
So imagine camping for months. And I think that's the main thing. Like, you're in a bus and you're getting good sleep, but it's really rocky. And you can't necessarily go to the bathroom on the bus, so you're kind of packing your stuff to go shower somewhere. It's just not very, like, it's very nomadic, you know? So I don't think that people think of it like that.
Yes. No, I would agree. I think that I've said this a number of times, and it's one thing that I feel like the Hits Deep Tour does as well as anybody, but if you lose your vision for what you're doing out here, it just becomes a big group of people that are traveling to different cities to be homesick together. It just kind of, touring becomes a ghost town if you lose your purpose. From the outside, you're thinking, oh, it's glamorous and it's, you know, you're getting to see all these places. You know, you could be in your favorite city, but if you're just wishing you were at home with your wife, then you're not really there. And so I think that this tour has done a really good job of keeping everybody on task and on vision. And so it has been really fun, no matter how difficult it gets at times. It's been really fun.
It's the group Kane. They're headed to Omaha today for a sold-out show. Welcome by KGBI. It's Toby Mac's Heat Hits Deep Tour. Jill has another question for those guys related to life on the road, maybe something you're wondering too. Right after this, their song, Rise Up. That group joining us right now on the show, it's Kane, Taylor, Madison, and Logan, 100.7 KGBI. Siblings on a tour bus. We're hearing a little bit about life on the road, and KGBI welcomes the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour today to Omaha. Sold out. And Jill's got a question for you guys.
So how much do you actually get to do in the cities where you are? Like, do you get to actually see some fun things while you're there?
I get out of the habit sometimes where I'll be like, okay, it's been 3 days and I haven't left the venue. And that's not fun because then you'll be like, oh my gosh, I was in Seattle. But it's like what I saw was the arena of Seattle.
Right.
I didn't go. So I feel like sometimes I probably need a person to say, hey, you know, there was one time where we were 30 minutes outside of D.C. and we just like made the trip in, and I'm so glad, because when else would I have time to go see the Washington Monument or to go see the Lincoln Memorial?
Right. Or the Seattle Space Needle.
Exactly. I'll say that there was a group that wanted to go to Pike Place Market, and I was being selfish and didn't make the trip. And,
and it's fun.
I tried enough. It sounds fun. My drummer points his finger in the distance and says, it was fun. But I think another thing is I am really trying to invest in my golf game. And Mr. Toby Mac is a very talented golfer. And so that's become a lot of fun. It's like the things I'm seeing is, we're getting to go and play golf courses in various cities, and it's just kind of a couple hours to be leisurely together and see the sights and stuff. So and that's been a lot of fun.
So, Logan, if you get a hole-in-one, do you do a backflip?
Oh, I wish that was the case. Unfortunately, I will probably do a million backflips before I do a hole-in-one.
Right.
Yeah, and Jill, I don't know if you know about Logan. You did cheer in high school, right?
Yeah, I know. I've seen him do the flips on the stage.
Yes, I cheered when I was in college, and I cheered for a few years after that. We have a U.S. national team, so I competed and won a couple of world championships with Team USA, so that was pretty cool.
I learned something today about Logan.
Wow.
Hey, it's the group Kane tonight. Sold out show. Welcome by KGBI. It's the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour. Those guys are going to hang out with us more this morning at 8:55.
Sometimes a cup of coffee.
There they are, the group Kane, 100.7 KGBI. And they're joining us right now from their tour bus.
Yeah, Kane joins Crowder and Toby Mac and more tonight for the Hits Deep Tour stop in Omaha that's sold out.
Yeah, it's welcomed by KGBI. So guys, highlight of the show so far for you?
Okay, so very early. So I'm still very starstruck to see Toby Mac. Like, I try to be cool. Like, I have to, like, tell myself to be cool, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, having a great day. It's my birthday, but, like, I'm not really super announcing that. And then we get up on stage to sing with Toby, and at the end of it, he, like, pulls me out on the catwalk and has everyone sing happy birthday to me. He, like, wrote a little happy birthday song, and the band played it, and I was just, like, all the blood rushed to my face. I couldn't believe that he knew my name was Madison and that it was my birthday, and then he's just been the coolest person.
That's so cool.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, when we were in not Seattle, we were in Kennewick, Washington, and then for some reason I called out to Seattle.
Uh-oh.
And then when we were stage with Toby, he pulled me aside and he said, "Hey guys, I know the girls know that we're not in Seattle, but I wanted to introduce Logan to the Tri-Cities area." And so it's kind of like happy birthday, except
right.
It's everyone else's yeah. birthday.
The opposite.
And they're celebrating. Yeah. What an idiot you are.
A little humility there. Yep. Just remember tonight, Logan, you're going to be in Omaha.
Yeah. Omaha.
The group Kane, it's Madison, Taylor, and Logan. We're going to wrap up with them. We're going to talk to them about their new song, The Commission. Powerful song if you haven't heard it yet. About 9:15.
Jill and Jeremy.
Mornings with...
Oh, yes. 100.7 KGBI welcomes the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour tonight, the Baxter Arena. It's sold out, and one of the group that's going to be there is...
Kane.
And they're joining us now.
Well, guys, we just started playing the song The Commission on KGBI, and...
Oh, thank you.
That's yeah, cool. So good. And, of course, it was featured in The Chosen, the Christmas production. Can you tell us the inspiration behind the song?
I think this is our favorite song. You know, everything you've heard from Kane thus far has been very anthemic and joyful. And this was really special to us because the most important thing, the message of our band is that the gospel goes forward. And we wanted the listeners to feel like the Jesus that they had invited into their heart was a real person. To also feel the weight and the responsibility that if we don't carry this forward, it could end. When you think about Jesus, those 11 men that watched him be crucified and then raised again, if they didn't do it, I wouldn't be where I am today. It's a really joyful thing, but there's a little bit of heaviness too, where it's like, man, I get the privilege to go tell the world about Jesus.
I think I heard you talking about how, wow, he's a person. He's got a personality, and this might have been a hard thing for him to be saying, okay, I got to go now.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, so sad. I think the coolest part, too, is that we're hearing testimonies of this song where people are losing loved ones, and when you hear goodbye is not the end, what a cool reminder that eternity, that's what we're doing this for, that it's not over for us. See my head.